Can you describe the ocean carbon cycle?
Okay.
So we know that the atmosphere holds about 800 billion tons of carbon dioxide. So that's about 150 tons for each human being, about the size of a small ship. But the ocean holds almost 50 times that amount. So perhaps the size of a small ocean liner. On very long timescales of many millennia, it's really the ocean that controls how much carbon dioxide there is in the atmosphere. Now, there's two reasons why the oceans hold so much carbon. The first is that they contain a lot of dissolved chalk, calcium carbonate, basically the same calcium carbonate that you would find in chalk or Tums. An additional reason is that marine plants, what we call phytoplankton, drifting marine plants, very small algae, in the surface of the ocean, when they grow, they take up carbon dioxide to build their tissues. And then when they die, some of them fall into the deep ocean and they rot. And so the deep ocean has a little bit more carbon dioxide than the surface ocean. And so taken together, those two processes mean that the ocean holds a lot of carbon dioxide. Now, we think, actually, that it's the changes in the biological cycle, or at least in the efficiency with which the biological cycle stores carbon, that account for many of the changes that have been seen over the past 400,000 years or a million years and how much carbon dioxide there is in the atmosphere. One of the big questions in environmental geosciences is, why was carbon dioxide so much lower in the atmosphere during the ice ages? And we really think that one of the major players in that is the efficiency with which carbon that's pumped into the deep ocean by sinking biological materials, basically dead plants, how efficiently that's retained in the deep ocean. And we have some ideas that that may, in fact, be connected to these changes in winds in the Southern Ocean, but that continues to be a really exciting idea that's subject of a lot of future research.